Terry Saul Show. 5. Roll tape. 4. Cue Terry. 3. Bring audio up. 2. Stand by. 1. Play intro.
Stay tuned for the Terry Saul Show, Saltissimo, on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM, KSLM.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never come retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free. While God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Hey, how about that?
How are you?
You don't mind me getting in your show today, do you?
No, I love the fact that you're here.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, Doc Nelson, Terry Saul. We are broadcasting today from the Salem Home and Remodel Show at the Jackman Long Building at the Oregon State Fairgrounds. We're doing our show live out here today.
And you know
somewhat
what?
Live.
It's free.
What's free? Our
free
show?
Park? Yeah, our show does it. I don't do anything. It's free at the Home and Remodeling Show, and it's free parking.
Perfect. Doors just opened right now, so there is a very light crowd coming in here. And have you had a chance to walk around and see what all is in here yet?
I have. I found the licorice and the playhouse. No, I have it. Everything from beds to trailers are in here. They've really, it's a wide variety of different, they say it's a home and remodeling. Well, home, you could use the travel trailers that are down there. You've got Bath Planet here, so you've got some things to do if you want to do some remodeling in your bathroom.
Ask me what I've discovered.
I'm going to get my next question, and you found?
Water.
Yeah, you sat in it. I watched.
I'm drenched right now. My lovely bride, Patty, was out here helping us today, and she decided to place the water right where I wouldn't know, and I sat in water, so I'm...
Yeah, I thought it worked very nice.
My new wetsuit.
Yeah. Wet, and it's not a wet T-shirt contest or nothing like that.
Believe me, it's not. Well, we're going to be out here. We're going to do my show live out here. And then from 11 till 2 o'clock, we're going to be out here doing broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
So we invite people to come on out here. It is a the Salem Home and Remodel Show. And what are the hours today?
Today, it's on from 10 to 6.
And then tomorrow, we're right back out here again from 10 to 5.
We're not here tomorrow.
Okay.
But the show is still on.
So maybe we should, like, talk to a guest today?
I like it.
Well, who do you want to talk to? How about this guy right here?
How about Danny, who's standing here with a microphone?
And he's going, are you guys ever going to get to me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Danny, how you doing?
Great. How you guys doing?
We're doing real good, thank you. Now, first of all, what's the name of your business?
I work for All Natural Pest Elimination.
Say what?
All Natural Pest Elimination.
I heard you the first time.
All kinds of bugs.
Oh, you get rid of the bugs.
Oh, okay.
You were thinking pests, and I thought pet elimination. That sounds like poo-poo.
That's what I was thinking, but I didn't want to go there.
And then I look now. See, Danny knows it's just pests. I mean, those are like, if you have ants,
mice and rats.
Oh, the whole thing.
Bog elders.
Okay, let me ask you this one. I want you to eliminate the gnats. I just moved into a new place, and we have gnats. You know what a gnat is, right? You know, a little bitty thing
about that big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's your address?
Well, 123 Main.
Yeah.
How do you get? You know what someone told me to do? They told me to get a little shot glass and put vermouth in there.
Really?
First of all, you take a swig,
right?
But then you put vermouth in there and you leave it there all night long, and the sweetness of that smell attracts them. They go in there and it's working. I've got a whole shot glass full of gnats and half the vermouth.
I'm buying vermouth.
So what do you do to get rid of little bugs and stuff? What do you do?
We use a lot of essential oils, borate. So a basic salt, diatomaceous earth, which a lot of people know they use in their garden. So basically it's a ground coral. But all our products basically dehydrate bugs. It knocks about 80% knockdown rate, so higher efficiency versus chemicals. So you can't beat it.
Let's just say you're in an apartment. Do you go in there and you spray around for the bugs, or what do you do?
So normally we'll do like a yard. Kind of give you a yard treatment about 10 to 20 feet around somebody's foundation.
Okay.
But then we also take it always a step further. So we do your foundation walls, these with our essential oils.
Okay.
So the bugs make it from the yard, which maybe two may make it from there. They have to climb up your wall. So that's why we treat the outside of your home as well. But then we always go a step further than that. So we use things like diatomaceous earth or our borate treatment, and we'll treat in your sub area. We'll treat inside your walls and also your attic, basically creating barriers around your home. But it's completely safe products where you don't have to leave your house or your pets don't have to be gone. Your kids are safe. We're not affecting the water table. I mean,
that's what we're
it's
Doc,
awesome.
Doc has a brand new puppy now. And so that's a concern about,
right,
is it okay for the pets around the house?
Absolutely. All of our products are FDA approved. So that dog, if it actually went out there and licked up one of the dead ants for some reason, would not even hurt your dog whatsoever.
And Doc's been teaching him to do that, too.
He looks like he might be doing teaching his dog that way.
Now, with the bugs and that, do you other pests, do you go into, like, the critters end
yes.
of it? Because there's a lot of, in a lot of areas, you'll have some people who've got the raccoon problem or they've got a skunk problem, and you can take care of that. You trap them.
So we do some live trapping if it's local. If not, we partner with the wildlife fishing game, and they help take care of that. But we do the mice and rats, moles, voles, gophers. We do treat those areas.
Okay.
You trap a skunk. Let's just get into this.
One?
Both Doc and I have dated a few skunks over the years, but you're trapping this skunk. What are you doing with it? And who has to go get it?
So that's once again, it's a partnership with your wildlife fishing game, because there's certain precautions we have to take, and there are all state ordeals that we have to follow. So once we trap them, we have to make correct contact and make sure we take it to them, and they handle the rest.
So where do you take the skunk?
Basically, we'll let them up in the back of the truck and take it down to
Fresno.
The wildlife fishing game, right?
Go to Fresno, California.
Now
I'm up there.
Now I'm going to your address.
Hey, Danny, what makes you different from the other firms that are out there?
Honestly, there's a few subtle differences. One, of our we have our own patented product, which we're talking about, mm-hmm. the essential oils and the borates and things like that. So that's one factor. Another is how large our company is. We have over 50 team members that help cover the state. Versus an average pest control company only has usually 4 to 10. So when somebody calls, we're always going to answer and have them taken care of. The other thing is basically just the people that we hire, we bring on. I mean, we are all family-based people. So when we go in, we want to take care of your home. We want to offer you the best services possible, and we're going to give you the best education possible as well. So that's some of the big subtle differences between us and everybody else, but the sheer fact that also we put power in our customers' hands. So we're not just going to come out every 30 or 60 days and spray around your house. We're going to basically say, if you have a problem, if you see anything after we've been there, you call us, we come right back, we take care of you. So now the power is in the customer. So it's high-quality customer service.
How long does it take you to service a property, someone's house, just say an average 1,400-square-foot house?
It's a great question. Most of you say you have ants, for example. It may take us probably, you know, two or three, maybe four treatments to get it fully eradicated.
Really?
Because you got to figure, there's a lot of times you have multiple colonies, you have a lot of issues, and you just don't know how the problem really is. So that's why we make sure that we come out as many times as it takes to get it fully taken care of for you. So you're not just getting a spray around the outside of your home that says, okay, we'll see you in 30 days. Hopefully
sure.
they're gone.
Sure.
That's not how it works. There is no one-and-done deals. We come out, we get eradicated, and then we control the process after that. So that's where it takes. If you call, we'll take care of it, or we come out, we check on you every about 60 days.
Big question. How do we get a hold of you?
You can actually get a hold of us either through our website, nobuggy.com, so N-O-B-U-G-Y.
Nobuggy.com. Remember.
I like that one.
Yeah. Or you can obviously contact our Medford office or our Springfield office to get a hold of us as well.
Do you serve anywhere in the state of Oregon?
Basically, we'll cover the whole entire state except for probably the Portland market. So we go about as far north as about
Wilsonville. That's where most of the bugs are.
they bring them down here to us. Don't worry about that.
They travel.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Danny, we appreciate you dropping by. Your what booth number out here at the home show?
I don't remember what it is. Like
513.
I don't know what it is.
513, but that's okay.
You got me covered.
I got you. You're right over there close to the lunchroom.
Please come see me.
Thank you, Dan. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
It, my friend. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely.
Okay, so basically, you're seeing you have different type of businesses that are out at the home and remodeling show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the fact that they say we're getting the pest control. There's candy. There's a little jump house down there at the way and trailers. So we're out here till we'll be out here till about 2, but the show runs till 6 o'clock this evening,
yeah.
Gary.
I like what you said earlier. It's free.
It's free, which
it's
is a very
free.
Good free. Yes.
Nothing wrong with the free word.
Exactly.
We've also got some prizes that we're going to be giving away. So we ask people to come by. We have a little tub right here, and we ask people to fill out their names here, and we'll be giving away stuff. What do we got to give away? We have
right off. I'm going to just pull up the first one and say what it is. It's Wild Wave theme park tickets. Four of them.
Have you ever been there?
No.
I drive by there.
Do you?
Yeah.
Ah.
It's on I-5 up in Washington. There, it's incredible.
Well,
watching these people go out there. You know, my problem is I think if I got up to the top of that slide, I don't think my rear would fit in the slide coming down. I think I'd get stuck. And, you know, there's nothing worse than getting stuck about halfway down a water slide. And everybody else is going, hurry up. It's like, shut up.
Well, I'm going to give it away to Linda P., her last name.
Okay.
Her last name. So I'm going to
right.
put that in. That's so that we've given that away. You come into the booth, sign up, and we're going to be giving these away all day long.
Cool. I like this being out here. We got what do we got, a couple more minutes left on this break?
Yeah, a couple more. You know what? There's other people out here, like, are you at the water?
Yeah.
We had problems in Salem with water.
You think?
Yeah, yeah, we're getting bottled water and all those things right there. Well, there's a business that's out here at the show that can take care of those problems, bottled water and those things. It's called Shiloh Water.
Oh.
Yes. And Shiloh, go ahead.
They have. You know, one of the things that we weren't aware of when we were talking about water is that there's a lot of things that could be in the water that you just don't know about.
Really?
Yeah, colorless water, odorless water. You don't even smell the bad toxins that could be in the water there, and you won't even taste it, but they're in there. And
bottled water gets expensive.
Oh, you know, I was listening to this the other day, and they were telling us that bottled water costs more than a gallon of gas.
Really?
If you were to buy a gallon of bottled water, it would cost you more than a gallon of gas. That's crazy.
It's about 2,000 times more expensive than tap water to make it safe. Yeah.
And then you got to pay for the plastic.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
And then you got to take it down and get your deposit back on that.
Yeah. So if you have 8 glasses of water a day, here's an interesting stat, Doc. 8 glasses of water a day is about 49 cents per year.
Wow.
$1,400 per year.
Unbelievable. They're out here at the home show. You can come see them. We're going to be here till around 2 or so.
We'll see you right after the break.
You're listening to The Terry Soule Show, Saltissimo, on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM KSLM.
That's a wrap. Good job, folks. And we're off. Thanks, everybody. This is Donny Osmond. You listen to my friend Terry Saul. By the way, have you seen Terry lately? He is dropping weight like crazy. I think he thought I was serious when I told him if he reached his goal weight by the time he came to Las Vegas to open for Louis Anderson in August, I would teach him how to sing popular. Whatever. Okay, so here's the deal. Terry's wife, Patty, emailed me. Terry is singing in the shower. Oh, that can't be good. Here, Terry, have some pizza and a cheeseburger, please.
We're back in 5, 4, cue Terry, 2, 1, you're on.
You know, he offers that pizza and cheeseburger, but I don't ever see it.
Donnie on?
Yeah. Whoops, we got you turned off. No, it helps if we turn you on.
What, right, yeah,
there
said,
we go.
Yeah, well, that's Donnie. You know, he doesn't want you to eat too much.
No.
Osmond's always been that way.
Mm-hmm. You know, they never look like they're getting old.
I know. I worked with their brothers here at the fair one year, and I mean, it's unbelievable. They just don't age. They don't age. Hey, we got more folks to talk to.
Well, this is cool. We've got Bill and Scott from Cornerstone.
Drafting and design.
There you go. Morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good morning.
There's
doing
Bill.
Fine.
Scott.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right. Tell us a little bit about what Cornerstone Drafting and Design is all about.
Oh, Bill gets it.
I see. Okay, so Cornerstone Drafting is design, is designing anything that a project or a homeowner or manager or construction person would like to have designed.
Like what? Give me an example.
We've been working on some houses lately. We've been working on decks, sheds, just about anything the customer would like to see.
What if you have a bizarre wife, which you've already met mine, and
oh, that's your wife?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you hit on her again?
Oh, no.
For crying out loud.
He never remembers her name anyway.
Yeah, what's her name? Yeah. Anyhow, she's got wild ideas. I mean, she might want a skylight over here and a patio wrapping around the house or something. Can you do something like that?
That's a good question. A lot of designers work off CAN programs. And instead of CAN programs, what we work off is the customer's imagination.
Okay.
And so we work with whatever the customer wants. So if you want some wild ideas, we're going to try to get those wild ideas into the house. Yeah, we got a customer right now that's we're working with that has a garage that they want to have made, but the wife wants a spot in the back of that garage.
They always do.
Well,
they always
course.
Do, don't they? It's
well,
the
of course. Well, she's got some tools, some fancy tools that she works with. So, yeah, she needs a spot for those, and she likes to have her spot nice and clean, whereas the husband wants his a little bit messier.
Well, yeah,
he wants to have everything where he can, you know, lay his hands on it. So we want to design it around their thoughts and not our thoughts.
Hey, Scott, how large of a project can you do?
Whatever size the customer wants.
Really?
Yep. The largest house we've done to date is just shy of 5,000 square feet.
Whoa!
And on one, two levels, any
two
way
levels.
They want them. On two levels.
Well, two levels is the largest one we've done. But, yeah, we can go larger than that even.
And what areas do you cover?
So what the areas we cover is wherever the project is. And
really?
So we're based out of Central Oregon, over in the Prineville area. But we'll go where the project goes. We've currently got a presence here in the Salem area, as well as Lincoln City, Washington already, and of course Central Oregon, where we're based.
Jeez.
Is there a particular home or where somebody walked in and says, hey, this is what I want, and you're both just kind of scratching your head going, seriously? Have you had something like that?
We've had some head scratchers before, yes.
Yeah. And you pulled it off?
We pulled it off.
What's the most bizarre home that you've designed? Any idea about what that would be? I got you.
I got you. Most people want a useful house, so it's really pretty common.
Yeah.
You know, most rooms are square, most are rectangular. A lot of people are going with a open type concept,
right?
In which I really like that also. And so you have a real lot of open spaces, and that's what people like. And most people don't have the bizarre. You know, we got one guy who wants an atrium in the middle of his house, so that's a little on the bizarre side. But
how about
on the other hand,
water
really
features?
Cool.
Can you design a water feature for our home too?
Yes, we can. Well, you know, inside of a house, I mean, we don't do the landscaping per se, you know, but if somebody wants it inside the house, you know, we can do that, yeah.
27.5-foot waterfall?
Sure, why not? You know, we'll have to get a landscape designer involved.
Could you please tell her that cannot be done when she comes back by here?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
But most important, how do they get a hold of you, Bill? How do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 541-236-8236. or they can contact me through my website at cornerstonedd for drafting and design.com.
Perfect. Do that or come out to the fair.
I'm sorry, or they can come here to the show. We're at booth 126.
How long would it take? Somebody walks in here and sits down and says, okay, this is what I want. Now you make it happen. How long is it going to take you to do that?
The projects I've done in the past, you know, they average about 3 months, but, you know, it really depends on the project.
So. One last question is, why you? Why should we use you? We're going to have a lot of fun with the customer, and we're going to actually provide what they want instead of a canned house. So, consequently, the customer's going to be happier in the end. They'll have what they want and instead of what we want to have, so.
All right. Super. I haven't checked my lottery numbers yet, so I don't know if I won last night or yet.
Well, nobody did.
Never mind.
That's on Tuesday.
Because then I was going to have you. I want an Oval Office. If Trump can have an Oval Office, Saul should have an Oval Office.
Well, of course.
Can you build an Oval Office?
Oh, that's sure. No problem.
It just has to go over in circles, that's all.
We can draw circles real easy.
Good. All Gentlemen, right. Thank you for dropping by your booth 126 here at the home show, and it's free today, free tomorrow, and they come talk to you.
Hey, hopefully they come talk to us.
Very good. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We are
continuing to broadcast live from the Salem home show, and we're going to be out here all day long, and we encourage you to come on by here. There's, like I said, the door is just open now, and so people are still kind of getting up and getting their morning going and then coming by in there. I still want that Oval Office.
But you can have it.
I'm going to have an Oval Office.
And you smile a lot, too, won't you?
Yes.
You know, smiling a lot is important. It really is. And we've got Dr. King, who's one of our fine sponsors at KSLM. In fact, he takes care of a lot of the members of the family of KSLM here. And if you're looking for a great dentist, it's a family dentist, Dr. King is the way to go. I really think you'd really enjoy. He does. Dr. King DentalSmiles.com is his website.
I like that.
Isn't that nice?
I like that. You know, he uses the latest technology because he believes that, I heard this a long time ago, that people get very anxious and upset when they have to go to the dentist. Well, Dr. King's the kind of guy that puts you at ease.
Yeah,
you go in there, he explains what he's going to do, he gives you your options there. And it's taken care of. You walk out of it thinking, that wasn't bad.
Your comfort is his high priority, and I think that's the way he states it. So you really need to get a chance to see Dr. King. Give his office a call, 503-588-0061. 588-0061.
You're listening to the Terry Soul Show, Saltissimo, on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM KSLM.
That's a wrap. Good job, folks. And we're off. Thanks, everybody.
Hey, this is Donnie Osmond. I just want to say congratulations to my buddy Terry Saul. Terry is going to be opening up for BJ Thomas for a few shows. Good job, Terry. Way to go, dude.
We're back in 5, 4, Q Terry, 2, 1, you're on.
Broadcasting from the Salem Home and Remodel Show at the Jackman Long Building. Here at the Oregon State Fairgrounds, I am Terry Saul. We are here with my buddy Doc Nelson.
I'm here.
And we are broadcasting live, and you can actually hear us streaming. And we have I got an email from someone from Morgan Hill, California this week.
Did you really?
That they listened to us in Morgan Hill, California. I didn't know they had electricity there in Morgan Hill, but apparently they do. All right, be nice.
We'll be here till about 2. The show is going until 10 to 6 this evening, and the parking is free, and the admission is free. This in the home remodeling show.
Did you happen to hear my commercial?
I just was going to say.
Debbie McMillan.
I've known Debbie for probably 30
she's
years.
She's not that old. You didn't know
she
her
was
long.
Very young at the time when I met her.
Right.
Actually, she's been in the business for 29 years, believe it or not.
Really?
She works for Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, real estate professionals. She's been in this business, like I say, in the Salem area for over 29 years. Really knows how to get your home sold at the best price and also find you the best home.
Well, see, that's part of the deal, because when you decide, like we recently moved from South Salem up to Kaiser because I want to be close to my granddaughter there. So when you decide that you want to leave, you need somebody that can basically sell your property. Well, that's only half the fight
or half
the battle, because now you got to find a new place to go. And there you go. Yeah. Debbie McMillan can do it for you.
She knows what she's looking at. If you're not only selling a home, she'll go through the home to find out if you've got any red flags. And the same thing if you're buying a home. She knows what to look for and get them home inspected and that. She's really very, very well-liked in the Salem area and very well-trusted. Now, you wouldn't have been in business for 29 years in the same business if you haven't done something right. So and I think you should call her.
What's really neat about it is that when I was talking to her recently, she was telling us, she says, you know what, I can spot these red flags. If the house looks nice on the outside, I'll go through that house and help you make sure we determine whether this is what we're looking for or not.
Exactly. Give Debbie a call. She's at...
I don't know her number.
I do. It's 503-910-2449.
Can you repeat that? I didn't have my pencil ready.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Got it? Okay. It's very good. It's very easy.
Go ahead.
It's 503, which is very easy there.
And is there a dash after the three?
You don't have to use the dash.
All right, go ahead.
503-910-2449. She's at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. Debbie McMillan. Give her a call.
I will do that. Should I do it like right now?
Well, I think we have things to do out here at the Home and Remodeling Show.
Okay.
Which we'll be just going like crazy on.
Who are some of our guests
that are already out here at the show? Let's see. We're going to be talking to CASA coming up. And then we've got Security Tronics.
Okay.
Which is very nice to be able to talk to them. We've also going to be talking remodeling by Classic Homes, Champion Windows. These are firms you've heard from.
Right.
Here's your chance to really come in and see them and talk to them at the Salem Home Remodeling Show, Jackman Long Building, the Oregon State Fair ground.
Now, you and I have been doing this for about 100 years.
At least.
I remember coming out to these home shows years ago when we were working at the other radio station there. And, you know, you come out here and we'd walk through here before we go on the air like we do, and all of a sudden you start getting ideas. And I can't tell you how many times, Doc, and I know you've done this too, you go home and you tell our lovely wives, hey, guess what I saw? Well, the next day we come back out here again with the wives.
Exactly.
And the checkbook.
Yeah, because they find it. Because they say if you're looking for beds, if you're looking for new bathrooms, if you're looking for roofing, you even have a chance to... TV. I mean, they're not selling TVs, but they have the dishnet out here, so you can talk to those folks to find out what satellite business is like, and to the fact that they've even got a little playhouse for the kids, a jump house. Now, I know you keep looking down there, but you can't go down there because we're working right now. A little bit later, you take your shoes off, your pants are dry now from sitting in the water, and you can go ahead and bounce a little bit if you'd like.
Yeah, there's a reason why I don't like you. But, you know, there's also, I spotted the licorice ropes.
I know, we're close.
We're way too close.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take some of those home to my wife. I really am. So, anyway, are we
ready to talk to somebody?
Oh.
It's 10:45 right now.
Yes, close
okay.
enough.
Who are we talking to? Which one of you are we talking? All right, come on over here.
Come on over here. We're going to teach you what to do here.
And then we're going
to
mess up your nice hair. All right.
It'll bounce back.
There you go.
Oh.
Put this on there. And what is your name?
Sheenie Starr.
This is Sheenie Starr.
What is
CASA?
CASA. What is CASA?
Court-appointed special advocate. So we work with foster children who are in custody of the state due to abuse and neglect.
Okay. How do they come up with the name CASA?
Stands for court-appointed special advocate. So... We are appointed to the dependency cases by the court, and so that's where the court appointed comes from. The judges appoint us, and we do advocate for the children and what's in their best interest. So,
CASA has been around a long time.
Yep.
In the area. Now, are you just using Marion County, Polk County, or how is your office or what we're doing here is statewide? Or
so CASA is actually it's a program that exists across the nation. Every state has a CASA program, at least one program operating in it, except for North Dakota. We here in Oregon, we have programs that serve 35 of the 36 counties.
They do.
In this state.
Okay.
So, you know, this message here today is to anyone really to connect with their local CASA program, and if they're interested in working with children and advocating for them, really to connect with them. And
so are you looking for volunteers? Is that what you're doing out here?
Absolutely. So here in Marion County, we need about another about another 50 to 60 volunteers.
Really, that many?
That many. We already have about 135. So here in Marion County alone, we have about 600 children in care, in foster care. And the state...
Doesn't that seem high? Doesn't that seem a little bit high?
We are, the fourth highest county in the state for children in care. We have... And here in Marion County, we're serving about 70% of those kids that need a CASA. So for us, we're really on kind of what I would say that, sprint towards the finish line to recruit enough volunteers to serve the remainder that are waiting for a CASA.
How was CASA founded?
So CASA was founded in 1977, actually up in Seattle, Washington, by Judge David Sukup. And he found that he was extremely frustrated with the dependency cases that were coming before him. And he didn't feel like he had all of the information that would help him make the best decision possible for the children's future. So he thought about, what could I do that would help help me get the information I needed, that he needed, in order to make decisions. And so he then recruited some friends and community members. He trained them on the information that he was looking for to help make his decisions. And that is the beginning of CASA, and it has since become a nationwide movement.
What about funding? Yeah. You got to get into where the money comes from.
That is true on that. So while we are mandated here in Oregon by state statute, we are essentially what they call an unfunded mandate. And so here locally in Marion County, we receive about 12% of our funding from the state. And it is an allocated line item in the general fund that we have to fight for every session.
Every session. If somebody wants to come out and learn more about it, you're out here at the show, yes, which you'll be for a couple of days.
Yep.
Otherwise, how can they get a hold of you?
So they can call our office at 503-967-6420, or they can visit our website at casamarionor.org, or they can find us on Facebook, CASA of Marion County, Oregon.
That's the easy one.
Yep. For these volunteers, how much time is required?
So we say over the life of the case, it averages about 8 to 10 hours a month. Up front, when you first get your case, it's going to be a few more hours when you're reviewing the hundreds and hundreds of pages of discovery. You're talking to everyone and interviewing everyone involved in the child's life. You're meeting with the caseworker, the teachers, the therapists, the counselors, foster parents, bio parents, other family members, the children themselves. We require, and it's a national requirement that our volunteers see our children face-to-face at least once every 30 days. But here in Marion County, we also have a different, we added a requirement because of some of the challenges that our foster children have had here in Oregon while in care. Marion County requires their volunteers to see the children in their foster placement every 90 to 120 days.
So. Well, again, nice to have you out here so people can ask questions. It's always great face-to-face that you will be here. What are you asking me?
The phone number?
Oh, yeah. She just gave the phone. Give the phone number again.
Sure. 503-967-6420.
Perfect. Thank you very much for dropping by.
Thank you so much for having us. Oh, glad to be here.
Happy to be able to help you a little bit and get you some volunteers.
We appreciate that. Much needed.
Let us know down the road if you ever need to come on. We'd love to have a chat with you some more.
I would love to come back on and have a longer conversation about the system in general.
You got it. All right.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Well, we're going to, like I say, just keep going and get these off of her. Thank you. And the fact is, we're going to meet so many interesting people that we're talking to out here, Terry, today. Like I say, we've been from pest control to CASA. We haven't made it over to anybody from the licorice place yet, but we'll be there.
We got to do that. You know, after we take our next break here, we'll have a little bit of time where we can just kind of, I think we need to walk by just to check the samples to make sure they're okay.
Nothing I like better than to do that. These samples, they're free, you know.
Oh, let's go right now.
Okay.
Broadcasting live from the Salem Home Remodel Show, Doc Nelson.
I'm Terry Saul. Back in a moment.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show, Saltissimo, on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM KSLM.
That's a wrap. Good job, folks. And we're off. Thanks, everybody.
Hi, this is Dwayne Dog Chapman, Dog the Bounty Hunter, and you're listening to Terry Saul.
This is Donnie, and I got to say, Terry Saul is the coolest guy I have ever met. Really, he's not the coolest guy in the world. He just told me to say that.
We're back in 5, 4, Q Terry, 2, 1, you're on.
We are back at the Salem Home and Remodel Show. You know, I was just getting ready to run over to that licorice place right
here. Oh, you found them. You found them in our booth that we're
giving
away.
But I realized we have candy right here we're giving away.
Twizzlers. Oh, I like Twizzlers. Yeah, and we got other things too, and including drawings. I'm going to give another.
What are you going to give away?
I'm going to give away another Four Wild Wave theme park to somebody.
All right.
Who am I giving it to? Tammy. And I won't do Tammy's last name, and they can do that, her phone number, they can call her. So if you get here, enter your name in a drawing. We've got golf to give away, bowling to give away.
Oh, you like golf.
I know, and I'm trying to see if I can set that in my pocket.
There you go. You know, there's some signs around town that you and I are on. Have you noticed those?
You mean those billboards there? We should do some. I really wish they'd do a little bit of that. What do they call that?
Airbrush?
That's it. I'd be a little thinner.
Yes.
You'd have a little more hair.
But yesterday I was driving down the street there, and I saw one of them over on Lancaster, and then right across the street was another one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now we're getting like close, real close, side by side here.
Oh, my
word.
And
I thought, well, this is kind of interesting. So I took my granddaughter with me, and I stopped and I pointed up to one of the signs and I go, who's that? She goes, Grandpa.
Yeah.
But she was pointing to you.
Well, she's a smart girl. I get it. I get it. I got it.
But signs
are important.
They're very important. And if you're a business owner or you're planning some type of event, you need to have a good sign. There's bad signs and there's good signs. The signs that you and me are on, those aren't so good. But there's good signs.
Oh, I thought they were. That's all right. Yes, there are good signs. High resolution LED screening from a company that knows what they're talking about.
And who would that company be?
Well, that company is GUT. What is
GUT? GUT Tech? GT Tech?
GT Tech.
We'll call them that because I don't know how you say
it. Yeah, because I don't want to miss it. GT Tech.
Okay, now these guys, they have this machine type of thing there. They'll bring it out there to your site there. And they raised this LED sign, and the quality, Doc, is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's raining, if it's snowing outside, if it's foggy. I mean, these LED signs are impressive.
And, you know, they can put anything you want, pictures on it, the writing. When you go past a sign, you don't really have time sometimes to read it unless you're stopped at a stoplight.
Right.
This gives you a chance to put just what you want and the important facts so that you can come to that particular business.
Yep. Which is, you know, advertising on radio, we've said for years, you and I have been in this business longer, is a great means for you to advertise your business. But a sign like this is just as effective.
It is. And you can get a hold of gttechusa.com to find out more information about how their signage works, where they can put these signs, and the cost for these particular advertising tools. And I'll call it a tool. It really is. You could give them a call, but, you know, it's easier to do anymore. But sometimes we now have to go into the new world of tech and do the .com. So gttechusa.com is easiest. But I got a phone number. You got the phone number.
Yeah, 503-400-5607. That's 503-400-5607.
And they're a Salem-based company.
Oh, now we like that.
Yeah.
We like spending the dollars locally.
Keep it
right
locally.
There. And they are truly unbelievable. In fact, they're saying that it might even increase your business anywhere from 15 to, check this out, Doc, 15 to 150%.
Wow.
I mean, and those numbers don't just come from them spilling it out. That's coming from the Small Business Administration. So,
GT Tech.
That's it.
USA.com.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. All right.
Let's see. Again, we got more things to give away out here at the Home and Remodeling Show at the Jackman Long Building, Oregon State Fairgrounds. And I can't emphasize enough that when you get to go to the home shows, you say, well, how much is it going to cost me to get in the door? It's going to cost you nothing. That's a big zero.
Well, what about parking?
Nope, you don't even have to do parking prices.
Just
pull in there, and they got parking all over the place for free.
I like that. Free is a good word.
And they're here today, opening from 10 to 6, and tomorrow they're back open from 10 to 5.
All right. So what have you spotted out here that you kind of are thinking, well, I should probably bring my wife out here and take a look?
Believe it or not, which really confused me, I mean, we've seen trailers, we've seen the satellite business that's out here, but there's clothes.
Yeah, I've been looking at that.
Yeah, look at.
Matter of fact, I've noticed Patty, every time she walks by, she glances down.
Yeah, they
there.
Got a whole tent full of clothes. I don't think anything would fit you.
I don't think so. Well, that wraparound tent right there might.
The tent might do it. But, yeah, exactly. So, my suggestion, I mean, I didn't realize, you know, there's bowls and there's
Tupperware.
Yeah, exactly. Huh. And bathrooms that are set up with Bath Planet. But clothes is kind of different. So, there's a lot of things to see out here, and again, including travel trailers.
And you know what? They do have a little restaurant over here too. So if you are out here and
you didn't tell me that.
Well, yeah, they have a little right over there. It's like on our next break, if we can get our engineer back to the station there to take a longer break, then we'll just go.
We could go over there, couldn't we?
Yeah, we'll just mosey on over there. And
I was just looking at some of the lists of some of these people that are here, and I mean there are so many booths that they've got out here. I mean, you've got everything from electrical. You got that. Costco is even here, believe it or not. Yeah, Costco is here. AT&T is here. You just got to come out when it's free. Why not? Beautiful weather. A little fog will lift. Drive out here. Free parking. Free show. I think you did have an enjoyable time out here.
What I like about this show, Doc, is that we've been out before on different shows where it's just solid people, and you can't walk around and enjoy it. These vendors out here are willing to talk. Look, there's a lady over there buying that blouse that my wife's been looking at. Uh-oh. Oh, jeez. Hurry up, lady. Get it and get out of here. You're going to get beat up. But the vendors are just eager to talk to you, and it's not so crowded that you're pushing and shoving everything out of the way. It's good stuff.
It is. I mean, you got a lot of room, a lot of delightful people that aren't pushy. I've listened to a couple of these people. They aren't pushy. They just answer your questions.
Hey, coffee.
Yeah. Coffee.
I'm thirsty.
Huh. King's Coffee?
Oh, now we're talking.
I know that Paul Young is a local minister here in the Salem area, brings these coffees from Thailand. Where can you get...
Seriously?
Yeah, from Thailand.
That's like over an ocean, isn't it?
Yeah, that's hills people, if you will. Northern Thailand.
How are you?
He's gives the...
have some candy.
I'm talking coffee. It doesn't go with my candy. Oh, the nice lady's got some.
Yeah. One of those licorices.
Yeah.
He
is going to come to KSLM and give a whole story here shortly about where he comes, brings us in from Thailand. And
really?
Yeah, yeah. You'll find four roasters to choose from right here in Salem, and it's called King's Coffee. And you can go on to the website, and kingscoffee.biz will get you some information. If you ever want to try some coffee, that's Thailand.
Don't you just love... The smell of
roasted
coffee.
Yeah.
That just smells so good.
Do you put anything in your coffee?
Not as much as he's putting in his bag right there.
Well, that bowl's almost empty. But we share.
I cleaned that out, didn't he?
But I think if you want to try something really out of this world, you really should try Paul Young and his coffee called kingscoffee.biz. Give him a hello. And try some of that coffee.
He calls it the hill people.
The hill people
in northern Thailand.
Exactly.
Hey, we need to take a break here as we're going to wrap up the Terry Saul Show. But don't go away because we're sticking around here for another few hours. I want to thank our engineer back at the station, Mr. Sean, as well as our other engineer back at the station, Mr. Phil, because there's two of us out here, so we have two of them back there.
Yeah, no, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't get anything done at all.
But we're going to be...
you would hear dead air, and that what's in radio biz is nothing.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back next week for the Terry Saul Show again. I got a great interview next week coming up.
I'm looking forward to this one.
That one's a spooky interview, but that's coming up next week.
Yeah.
But we'll continue to broadcast here until about 2 o'clock, and then Faye will be out here this afternoon. So we'll be keeping you going throughout the day here at the Salem Home and Remodel Show. Take care of yourselves, and we'll see you back here on the other side. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Terry Soul Show, Saltissimo, on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 and 1220 AM KSLM.
That's a wrap. Good job, folks. And we're off. Thanks, everybody.